News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
A $98,000 contract was recently signed between the governments of Jamaica and Brazil to boost the island's capacity to manage its water resources. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the project is in line with the government's continued commitment to the sustainable management of Jamaica's water resources.
The need to manage our water resources has become increasingly urgent. I know that Brazil, through its National Water Agency, has a wealth of experience and expertise in the area of water resource management. And we are indeed very grateful that you are sharing your knowledge with us.
The water management project will be executed over a two-year period. Changes are being made within the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, to prevent deaths and injuries sustained by persons in the custody of the police. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says work is underway to improve the professionalism of the police, as well as to implement measures to reduce arrests for minor offences.
We've been working on the professionalism of the police. We've seen improvements, but obviously we have a way to go. We have to do some serious charge screening to not overburden the system with minor offences. And we're really revamping the system to be able to deal with them as ticketable offences.
Minister Bunting was responding to questions posed by journalists during the official opening of the Firearm Licensing Authority FLA's new offices at Old Hope Road, St. Andrew last week. The questions arose from an incident where St. James resident Mario Dean died after being physically abused while in police custody. The Ministry of Health has confirmed another 4 locally transmitted cases of chikungunya. This brings the total number of confirmed cases for Jamaica to 8, 6 from local transmission and 2 imported. Director of Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services, Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse, says the ministry will continue its public education and intense vector control activities, including fogging of the surrounding areas and communities in which the affected persons reside. Affected parishes are St. Thomas, St. Catherine, St. Anne, and Kingston and St. Andrew. Dr. Ducasse is reminding persons to take active steps to prevent mosquito breeding, including emptying or covering containers that hold water. Teachers are being assured that the installment of retroactive funds owed to them for this month will be paid. Reports in the media had suggested that the Education Ministry was having difficulty meeting this month's payment of funds owed to teachers from a 2008 agreement. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says he has received assurances from the Ministry of Finance and Planning that the majority of teachers who are paid directly by the Ministry of Education will receive their funds this month.
I wish to state clearly that the arrears that are owing to the directly government-paid teachers will be paid on time. The process of calculation has had to be the subject of an audit carried out by the Ministry of Finance and Planning, and they have assured us that the government-paid teachers will be settled on time.
Mr. Thwaites adds that teachers paid through the bursary sections of their schools will receive their funds in coming weeks, as auditors from the Finance Ministry are working to ensure that funds sent to schools from the Education Ministry include the retroactive sums. And motorists are being urged not to use the escape lanes on the North-South Highway Linstead Bypass to Monique for exiting purposes, as this has so far contributed to delays on the recently opened roadway. Head of the Linstead Police Division, Deputy Superintendent Dwayne Wellington, says 2 escape lanes are on the highway to be used if vehicles develop mechanical problems or other emergencies and need to stop. He says the police will be using all communication means to encourage motorists to obey road signs and instructions. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.